Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there. I'm so glad you guys are here. Welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're going to dive right in and talk about three big lies we tell ourselves about confidence. When we believe these lies, we set ourselves up for failure. So we need to talk about them because when you know, you'll know that you can work to avoid them and then you can move forward more powerfully. Hey, if you're here, yay, welcome. I just started this little mini series about confidence. Now, if you missed that first episode in the series, be sure to go back and listen to it once you're done with this one. We talked about how the saying, fake it till you make it, doesn't actually help you feel more confident. It also doesn't allow you to show up as you. Plus, I gave you another thought to use instead. This week, I wanted to share this powerful thought with you. I wanted to do it to encourage you and remind you that you are far more capable than you know. So, take that in for a minute. You are far more capable than you know. When you get stuck or filled with self-doubt, use this thought to your advantage. Help shift your emotions from self-doubt to empowered or from stuck to clarity. If you like these kinds of powerful thoughts, then you better sign up for my free Coaches Online Business Academy. It's the vault where I store all kinds of amazing resources to help you. In there, I've added something new. I've created free screensavers. There are some graphics that I created in Canva, and you can use them for your phone's home screen. It's a super, super helpful way to remind yourself of those powerful thoughts so you can think better. And when you do, you will feel better, more confident, and you will find that it is way easier to be effective and execute the next steps in your plan. I'll put the link to sign up in the show notes. Then you can download those screensavers and add them to your phone. They're waiting for you right now. So today, the three lies we tell ourselves about confidence. The first one I call one day wishful thinking. There's a story that we tell ourselves that there's going to come a day when we will feel fearless and 100% confident forever and ever. It's kind of a fairy tale and not a very helpful one. We aspire and wish to reach that peak of confidence and to never feel self-doubt or be down in the valley of overwhelm again. When we think this one day will arrive magically someday in the future, then we don't have to do anything today. We wait for the perfect moment. And somehow we think this moment will magically happen to us. You see this? We think it will happen to us instead of believing that we are in charge of making the moment. This one day thinking also has us believing that once we feel confident, we're going to always feel confident. Now, when we really peel it back and look at this, do you see the lie for what it is? It says that we will reach that peak and stay there forevermore. But you know, this isn't true. Remember the last promotion you got? You felt nervous, anxious, excited, like a newbie. Then you grew. You took some risks, you used your courage, grew your capability, and eventually you realized you felt confident until the next promotion came along or the next stretch assignment arrived. Maybe it was a public speaking opportunity or the time you needed to have an uncomfortable conversation. You see what I mean? You were confident and then you weren't. Now that you realize this, I want you to know nothing has gone wrong here. It is completely normal for confidence to rise and fall. And that's what happens with these lies that we believe. So often we say them and we don't really take them apart and think about them. But just in this couple of minutes, I'm hoping that you've got a different view on this one day thinking. Do you remember now? We don't get confident and stay there forever. It doesn't work that way. In a couple of episodes, I'm going to share with you my 5C confidence formula. And this is going to give you the step-by-step exact approach that you can take to create confidence on demand. So you're not waiting around for it to magically show up. Yes. Instead of waiting for that day, you can start to create it right now. The second lie, we spend our lives waiting for the right time. We wait to feel better, more confident before we begin. But you know, it's not helpful. When we wait for the feeling before we start, it may actually never happen. So we wait and we wait and we wait some more. We tell ourselves that this feeling of discomfort is wrong and that somehow we're wrong when we feel it too. Maybe we tell ourselves we're not quite ready yet, not until we feel confident, not until we feel prepared. And so we delay and delay and delay. It's our biology's way of trying to keep us safe. It thinks that this new thing is a risk, and risk means danger. The danger might be that we won't fit in or that we'll make a mistake and look silly. And guess what? If this is something new, you're not going to be great at the start. You're sure as heck not going to be perfect. So this lie encourages us to wait for the feeling of confidence before we take action. But confidence is a feeling. It's an emotion. And we create our feelings by shifting our thoughts. We don't create confidence by action. We create confidence by thinking thoughts that promote the feeling, and then we take the action. And then we practice and practice and practice. And eventually the confidence becomes more embedded. Every single thought generates a feeling. And remember, you are far more capable than you know. The third lie is the lie of comparison. We think somehow that other people have it easy, that they've got their act together, that they always feel good. In our imagination, those people, the ones that we look up to, our role models, have it all together. They're filled with unstoppable confidence. They're never filled with self-doubt. They never worry. They're never anxious. They're never doing uncomfortable things. We use this as a reason to keep playing small and safe. And we decide that since we could never catch up with them anyway, why bother even starting? Why even try? But truthfully, we've got no idea how they feel right now. And we don't know the journey they've been on. We might be comparing our beginning with their middle. Maybe we've never done this before, but they've been working on it for months or years. Do you notice how we often compare ourselves unfavorably to keep ourselves playing small? Yeah, it's true. We've all done it at times, but now that you're seeing this lie for what it is, you don't have to keep making the same mistake. The other place this lie of comparison shows up is when we assume that we know how that person feels inside by looking at their outside. Yeah, we look at them and we think we know how they feel, but we've got no way of knowing. We don't know if they've just taken a deep breath and soldiered on because they're determined, or if they've grown to feel confident because they've practiced it, or they just decided to go for it with a leap of bravery. So the next time you look at a role model, instead of using them as a way to keep yourself small, remind yourself, if he can do it, that means I can do it too. If she can do it, it means it's possible for me too. Her accomplishments, his accomplishments, means it's possible for you. Okay, let's wrap it up for today. So the three lies we often tell ourselves about confidence are, the first one is this one day wishful thinking, that there's going to come a day when we'll feel safe, fearless, and 100% confident forever and ever. The second is that we're waiting for the right time. We wait to feel better. We wait to feel more confident before we even start. Instead of learning how to build confidence with our thoughts and applying the 5C confidence formula. And the third lie, the lie of comparison, is where we compare ourselves to others and we imagine that we know how they feel inside by looking at their outside. And we use this comparison to keep ourselves small. So that's it for today. I appreciate that you're here and that you're part of my community. And I trust that you are applying this in your life too. My clients are go-getters, and many of them have wanted to become a coach for weeks, months, or even years before they got started. If this is your time, sign up for my free resource library, the Coaches Online Business Academy. There's lots of free help in there waiting for you right now, so you can log on and get started. And don't forget to download those inspiring free screensavers. The link is in the episode notes, waiting for you to sign up for free. And as always, if you want more help, maybe you want to work more closely with me, click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply. I'll be back to speak with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.